Some of the most hotly contested races in Massachusetts this election season are down ballot. The race for district attorney in Plymouth County is among them. Longtime incumbent DA Tim Cruz is facing a challenge from civil rights lawyer Rahsaan Hall. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, some consider the race a referendum on criminal justice reforms.
Rahsaan Hall says after progressive prosecutors lost in the September primaries in Massachusetts and after some backlash nationwide, the outcome of the Plymouth County DA's race will be telling.
This is a very significant moment in the kind of life of progressive reform in the criminal legal system here in Massachusetts.
Hall is a former prosecutor who worked with the ACLU and is a high-profile criminal justice reform advocate.
I see it as my responsibility and duty to be, for lack of a better phrase, the voice crying out in the wilderness, saying that there is another way, there's a more just, a more fair, and more equitable way to deal with harm and disruption in community.
Among the reforms Hall would like to see, reducing cash bail and creating something similar to the so-called Do Not Prosecute list of former Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins. She outlined low-level crimes where some defendants would be diverted rather than face traditional prosecution. Hall realizes he's trying to make the case for these reforms in a traditionally red area of the state.
Because the public narrative around this system tends to default to law and order and public safety. A lot of people don't push for or expect the types of reforms that are achievable.
Hall points to research showing crime declined in Suffolk County under Rollins, but incumbent DA Tim Cruz questions that research and maintains that progressive reforms have not been effective.
I don't believe that our county is ready for the philosophies of a progressive district attorney who wants to turn our courts house into a turnstile with people coming in and out of there. I think that's very dangerous. I think it doesn't work.
Cruz opposes reducing bail and creating a list of crimes that would not be automatically prosecuted. Cruz acknowledges that many criminal cases involve poverty, addiction, and mental health, but he says his office already has programs to address those issues. His record over more than two decades as DA, he says, is strong.
We're in an era where our cases are going down. The people that are being incarcerated are going down. That means what you're doing is working, and you can continue to help your community and keep it safe. And at the same time, you can help people who have these terrible diseases, addictions, and mental health problems.
The Plymouth County DA's race is one of two contested DA races this election, and Cruz points out he's beaten Democratic challengers before.
I am the last standing Republican DA, which is another reason why there's a target on my back. This is my sixth election. It's the fourth time I've been contested. I think I've had more contested elections than all the other DAs put together.
This election might be different, though, says Nasser El Idrous, managing director of Northeastern Center for Law, Information, and Creativity. El Idrous says Plymouth County's demographics are changing, and the research on criminal justice reforms is positive.
The body of research is there, but it's now a big, long game of trying to communicate that effectively to voters. I think voters understand that there is a need for it, but there's still challenges in getting them to show up at the ballot box and vote for it.
Both candidates say they're confident that voters will embrace their vision of the role of the county prosecutor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.